More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Try not to get me fired today from the youth pastor position today, Steve, okay?
Okay. Did you get fired from the youth pastor position yet?
No, I didn't, but I have a huge weekend. I am preaching at church
you
on
are?
Sunday. Yeah.
What are you preaching about?
Serving.
Well, that's good. You're a servant.
Yeah.
That's good. You ready?
Three, yeah.
Two, ha, he, ha. Hey, welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast. Steve Johnson here, along with Tim Prochka. And we've got, we had a little pre-show meeting, and Tim's doing good. I got him early. He connected to the internet early, and I heard some conversation with he and his wife, Haley. It's early this morning up in the Minnesota area, 6:10 a.m., and they're already up and going.
It's as early as it is in Dallas.
That's true. That's true. But I want it to sound more, impactful. Up in the Minnesota area, northern Minnesota. So, got a lot going on today in golf. I told you, Tim, in our pre-show meeting that I had some buddies of mine had called me the other day, and they said, hey, I've got some, when are you on? I want to call in and ask some questions. I said, well, you can't really call in anymore on this podcast, but you can send your questions to sjohnson@champgolf.net, and I'd be glad to answer any questions that you had. They have questions on the Live Tour. And you know what? They didn't send any. They sent zero questions. So that segment shot to hell.
I have an experience with sending a swing video into sjohnson@champgolf.net. I sent in the swing video to sjohnson@champgolf.net, and when I sent in that video, I have never hit a slice. Well, never is a little much, but I hadn't hit a slice in about 2 or 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And then Steve Johnson responds, gives me the feedback that I'm looking for, and says, you have a swing that slices. You spoke my slice into existence.
Oh,
so,
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
On Saturday,
you hit it solid, straight, and hit the target every time.
A lot of times I hit it right to left. Most of the time I'm right to left.
So here's the deal here, Tim. Let me explain this to you. And a lot of people have the same issues. There's two things that would influence the curve on your ball. One is the shape of your swing. That's a big influence on where you hit the ground, what angle you come in, your ability to square the club face. Now, when you do slice, when someone slices, the club face is open to the path. I mean, I get that video daily when I get on the internet. Hank pops up and said, hey, 98% of the people have problems slicing. Well, that's true. A lot of them do. The club face tends to deliver itself at impact open to the path of the swing, puts the ball at a spin axis to make it curve off for a right-handed golfer to the right and a left-handed golfer off to the left. Typically, it's not a real powerful shot. Typically, it's in someone's backyard. So the swing shape that you have could be a slice swing shape. Now, there's things that overcome that swing shape, like your grip. You could have a tremendous amount of hook in your grip. Let's say you have...
Which I do.
Okay, let's say you have 20 degrees of hook in your grip, and you have 10 degrees of slice in your swing shape. You could still hit a draw, because the grip would overcome the swing shape. When you're too late, with square in the face with that strong grip, you could still get a slice, which I did talk into existence the other day, because your swing shape was a little bit of a slice, but you can overcome that with a hook grip. Ideally, when you take lessons, you want to take both of those mistakes out. You want to take the mistake of the swing shape out to deliver the club face more consistently at the bottom. Then you want to take the compensation of the strong grip out, and what you have is a neutral swing that repeats powerfully and consistently. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. Yeah. And I guess that would be the reason for my, it wasn't a huge like left to right slice, but it's a little baby left to right.
Power fade.
Yeah. I like to call it a power fade.
Yeah.
But seriously, it wasn't like I started the ball on the left side of the fairway and it went into the right side of the rough. It was more so the ball started on the right side of the rough and just faded a little bit more to the right, because typically my ball goes right to left. So I was playing for the right to left shot, and I didn't go to the range. So I had no idea what was going to happen that day. I was figuring it out during the round. And
let me give you a little tip here. When you're playing and you're counting on hitting a right to left shot, just rehearse slowly that impact path from in to out, face close to the path. You can see it at the bottom. You can validate it when you're making your little practice move. Doesn't have to be a swing. It's just, hey, I'm just going to make a little movement. I'm going to show myself how I want to feel that club coming from the inside with the face closed to the path. And then you're going to be more frequent hitting the desired shot rather than just thinking about the shot and not putting actions to it.
Hmm.
Does that make sense?
That is,
so you want to rehearse. You want to rehearse accurately.
Yeah. Huh. Have you ever thought about being a golf instructor?
I'm thinking about turning pro here. I got a call from the Live.
Did you?
No, I didn't. I wish I would have.
Oh, play.
I don't know what I would
do.
I don't know what I would have done, to be honest. You know, it would be flattering. But I mean, this is the United States. This is free enterprise. I'm an independent contractor. I don't know if guys should be criticizing what I do, what personal decisions that I have about where I play, what I do, where I get my money. If you dig deep enough, Tim, into any company, you're going to see some controversial decisions. You're going to see some controversial outcomes. People get hurt no matter what. And I'm not discounting what, murders and all that stuff. But to criticize one person or country or company because of decisions that were made. Bottom line is, golf is entertainment. And the Live will succeed if it entertains the customer. Now, it's not getting a lot of... people are talking about it a lot, but we're not seeing a lot of action. Did you see any of the Live tournament yesterday?
I didn't watch any of it besides the YouTube highlights, but I watched more of the Live golf tournament than I did the John Deere Classic.
Okay, well, that's saying something. That's saying something. JT Poston's leading that tournament, and I wouldn't recognize him if he was sitting next to me.
Yeah.
And also, Carlos Ortiz is leading the LIV tournament at Portland. What did the Portland golf course look like? I mean, that's what I would be most interested in. What does golf look like up in Portland?
It looked nice. It looked like there was 18 holes. Looked like there was tee boxes and fairways and greens. A couple of bunkers sprinkled in, and it looked like there's a flag stick on each hole, too. Really a special, special golf course.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, did it look nice?
Yeah, it did look nice.
It's in good condition?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you know the name of the golf course?
I definitely do. I've heard of it, but can't remember it.
Okay.
Do you know the name of the golf course?
I don't.
Okay.
I don't know the name of the golf course. So explain to me, because you're up to speed here. So there are players that play individual tournament, but then there are teams as well.
Yes.
Teams of four players. Is that correct?
I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
12 teams of four players, because there's a 48 player field. So
Okay. Yeah,
what happens is whoever wins gets the $4 million winning prize, and then whosoever team wins, you get an extra $250,000 bonus, I think.
Wow.
Well, no, it's more than that. It's a $750,000 bonus, because Charles Schwartzel, he won the opening week. His team won, and he got $4.75 million, which is more than he's ever made in any year on the PGA Tour, including his major championship year.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy, huh?
It is pretty crazy. I was just looking at the John Deere Classic field, and for the media members and for the golf fans that call LIV Golf an exhibition,
mm-hmm.
It's not a great week on the PGA Tour. I mean, if the John Deere Classic is anything, it is an exhibition. When you look at the top 10 players in the leaderboard, JT Poston, Michael Gligic, Von Taylor, Christopher Goddard, Ricky Barnes, he's all of a sudden there. Denny McCarthy, yeah. Chris Nagel, Dylan Fratelli, Taylor Moore, Chesson Hadley, Scott Stallings, Mark Hubbard, Adam Stevenson, Curtis Thompson, Matthias Schwab, Martin Schrainer, Doc Redman, Bo Hoag. That's the top 10 right there.
Okay.
Let's go to the top five
of the live.
Top six of the live. Carlos okay. Ortiz, I've heard of that name. Dustin Johnson, Pat Perez, Hideo Tanihara, Brandon Grace, Brooks Koepka. Names.
Yes.
And my wife made a great point, and I think I should get to that point after the break. My wife made an amazing point yesterday talking about live golf.
Okay.
And I think I'll get to it after the break.
Really?
Yeah.
God, that's a tease. You're a tease.
I'm a tease. You're a tease.
Okay.
All right, everyone, go to voodoopainterleaf.com for a free 2-week supply of Voodoo Painterleaf cream while the great predictor tries to figure out his spinning wheel computer. Go to voodoopainterleaf.com, a patented formula. It will take care of your aches, your pains. If you've got arthritis, Voodoo Painterleaf is the answer. voodoopainterleaf.com, free 2-week supply. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Hank Haney Saturday Strong podcast. Back in action after the hiatus of the pregnancy paternity leave Tim Perochka took. I didn't know.
How do I look post-pregnancy?
I don't know if that was authorized or not, by the way.
How do I look post-pregnancy?
You look very good. You look very good. You've got high and tight on the hair. You got the hair.
It's pretty long right now.
Yeah, it is a little bit long, but tight on the sides. That's good. Got kind of a scraggly beard.
It's not bad. It looks nice.
I just don't see that look, man. Hmm. Now, when you get old like me and you got wrinkles and all that, maybe I'll go Jerry Jones facelift.
Haley thinks this is my sexiest look right here.
Really?
Yeah. A little peach fuzz.
You better get her eyes checked. Get her eyes checked. Okay. But when we left, you teased us. You teased us meanly.
Yeah.
What'd you tease us about?
I said my wife made a great point about live golf.
Okay.
And
what Haley say? That's your lovely wife, Haley.
Yeah. And the point that she made is that what's special about the live golf tournament? Special for the fans, special for the future sponsors of the tournament, of the tour, if you want to call that the tour.
Yeah.
Is that you know which players are going to show up every single week. You know Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka and Louis Oosthuizen and Lee Westwood and Sergio Garcia. You know that when there's a tournament, these guys are going to be there every single time.
I tell you what, that's a point that Paul McGinley made a few weeks ago. It was back at the Open, U.S. Open tournament. They were talking. He was talking to Brandel Chamblee in the post game, and The live topic kept coming up. And Paul McGinley says, hey, you know what? I'm not the smartest guy, but I hang around smart guys. And in other sports, the ownership controls the product. And the product is the players. The product is the team. And Haley makes a great point, is because now these players are getting paid regardless. They're getting paid something. The league now controls the players. They say, hey, you know what? We're expecting you to be here at these events. And so it's a great point that she makes. Hey, when you go to a tournament or you watch a live tournament, you know who's going to be there. Mm-hmm. And when they're not there, there's some injury reason. It's not just because they didn't want to play and they're an independent contractor. They've got a commitment. And I'm sure their compensation is tied into, hey, you've got to show up to X amount of events. And that's why if we could tune in to the live, that we'd see that, hey, you know what? I see Dustin Johnson and Brooks Koepka and the other Koepka, whatever his name is.
Chase
Koepka. See him. Wouldn't recognize him if he was sitting next to me either. Nor would he recognize me, but he's supposed to be, he's one of the 40 players that they thought was, I think.
Well, they got him because of Brooks. I mean,
yeah. I mean, that's just like colleges do. Hey, we'll take your brother, but what we really want is we want you to play on the women's team, you know?
Or
we'll
sometimes, or sometimes they'll take the dad and put him as an assistant coach.
Yeah.
I've seen that before too.
I mean, in the history of the game, that's happened in amateur golf too. We're supposed to, amateur golf is so pure and you're not supposed to make money. Well, manufacturers can hire a dad, an amateur's dad, to be a consultant. And that was the reason Earl Woods had on his hat Titleist, you know, when Tiger was young. But I think that's a fair deal because, you know what, it gives more people a chance. If a kid's a good player and he doesn't have the money to get funded to go to all these tournaments, it's nice that a manufacturer could help out.
When you think about other sports in terms of the point that my wife made yesterday, think about the Dallas Cowboys or your favorite hockey team. Imagine going to that hockey game or football game, Dallas Cowboys, and not knowing if Dak Prescott or CeeDee Lamb or whoever the best player is, isn't going to play.
Yeah, that happened to me once at a hockey game. Went to a Dallas Stars game. They were playing the Pittsburgh Penguins. I was looking forward to seeing Mario Lemieux play. Mario was there, but he was sitting up in the stands. Evidently, he was injured or he took the night off or something. But it's disappointing when you go to see a player who's the marquee player on a team and he's not there. That is very disappointing. So controlling the product is a big part of, will be the success of this LIV event if it is indeed successful.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Haley makes a great point.
She did. I was like, wow, man, I wish I thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even take credit.
When my mom was alive, she would always watch the golf tournaments that Tiger Woods was in. She's just a casual observer of the golf, of golf, competitive golf. But when Tiger was playing, I mean, she wanted to see him. She wanted to see what greatness he would do.
Exactly.
Are you with me here, Tim?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So what else do we have? We have LIV Golf. We have the John Deere. Next week, Open Championship.
2 weeks.
It's going to be a big one.
Actually, I was surprised. Yeah.
Is it 2 weeks?
2 weeks. It's typically the week after the John Deere Classic, but I was like, wait, it's way too early for the Open. So I looked it up, and it's the 14th through the 17th.
Okay. I'm going to look this up here.
They have the Genesis Scottish Open next week.
Oh, okay. That's right. So what's the PGA Tour event?
It's Barbasol. Yeah. Tough one. Tough back-to-back weeks on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Genesis Scottish Open is a doubler. I don't know if that one's being double-teamed by the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour. But
well, I did see on the Golf Channel it's going to be broadcast. They're going to telecast the tournament, the Scottish Open.
So a lot of players play in that. So
the Barbasol tournament is $3.7 million purse, which is about half of the other purses. The John Deere Classic, $7.1 million. Travelers Championship, $8.3 million. The Genesis Scottish Open, which happens to show up right here on the PGA Tour schedule. So this could be a co-op.
That's what I was saying. It's
$8 million. $8 million.
Hmm. I'll compare that to the $20 million that these LIV golf players are playing for.
Wow. Well, and then the PGA Tour increased its purses for like 8 tournaments. Is that what?
But it's not about the money, Steve.
No.
It's not about the money.
No. And Hank, I haven't listened to it yet, but I saw yesterday that the title of the podcast was LIV Golf, the most popular, most talked about in sports.
Yeah. And trust me, I did not host this one, just so you know. That was actually Hank.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So what did he say?
Well, he basically said that this story is bigger than any of their story in sports.
Wow. Crazy. Bigger than the Stanley Cup?
That's what he said. Did you see? I was watching the news last night. The Stanley Cup was trying to get delivered to the Colorado Avalanche's captain, and it got delivered to his next door neighbor.
Oh, I saw at the parade, one of the young guys, Byram, he's a defenseman. he went into the crowd to get some beers for the players, and the policeman wouldn't let him get back into the parade. Everyone was saying, hey, he's a player. He's a player. It was funny. It's funny.
Which sport has the more white guys, NHL or golf?
Well, what? I don't see color, Tim. I don't see color.
Okay.
They're just a different type of athletes. One of the things you probably didn't know, and I'm looking at the schedule here, the PGA Tour. So we have the Open Championship, July 14th through 17th. And we have like the Barracuda Championship too, is also during the same time. So that those are off-site or secondary events. The Barbasol and the Barracuda are secondary events. So listen to this. You've got the Open Championship. Then after that, the 3M Open, which is the TPC Twin Cities.
A big one.
That's that's the birth of the golf game right there. Rocket Mortgage after that. The Wyndham. FedEx St. Jude Championship.
A lot of weak tournaments coming up on the PGA Tour.
The BMW. Then the Tour Championship. So, I mean, we only have 2 months left in the PGA Tour season. 2 months.
And then we have the long off season, and then you start.
Yeah, the next week you start the next season.
Yeah. Which sounds like you'll be changing after this year, but
yeah. Big changes. I'm anxious to see the changes. Phil Mickelson did call the changes. He said, you know what, this is going to lead to change. And sure enough, it has.
Yeah. Players on the PGA Tour better be thankful for Phil Mickelson's comments. And for all these guys leaving to live golf, they should write a personal letter for these guys. To these guys, thanking them for upping the purses, what, $50, $75 million in total?
Well, I think it $54 million is what they added.
$54 million.
And when I look at the John Deere Classic, they were playing this in Silvis, Illinois. It's got to be hot as anything over there. Mm. It says 75 degrees right now, but it'll be hot and humid. Like you say, this looks like a Corn Ferry Tour event to me.
I mean, who is a notable name? Daniel Berger was supposed to play. He WD'd last week. I saw Brant Snedeker's name.
Okay.
But, I mean, seriously.
Well, and, you know, Zach Johnson's playing. He's not playing very well, but he's playing. Hang on just a second. I've got to do a little cough here.
Hit the cough button. You actually have a really good cough button. I can't even hear you cough.
Yeah, I have a mute. I can mute myself.
Oh, okay.
So Zach Johnson, he's tied for 32nd. He's minus two. These are guys that obviously they're some of the best players in the world, but the highest world ranking here in the event. Whew, I don't see a top tenner.
No, there aren't any.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah,
that's sad. Now this goes to your point. Now you have to have events so these guys can play in, and you've got sponsors, so that makes sense. Say, hey, I've got a sponsor, so I'm gonna create an event. But then you have to have players that people want to see, and in Silvis, Illinois, they don't get a lot of tour players don't live there. They don't see a lot of the tour that often, once a year, and. This is a great market for this event right now, because it's not like, hey, I'm going to go watch Tiger Woods play, or I'm going to watch Jordan Spieth play, or I'm going to watch Justin Thomas play. And where's Ricky Fowler, by the way? I don't see him in here.
Shooting commercials, I think.
Yeah, I mean, and I don't think he's in the Open Championship.
He probably didn't qualify.
Yeah. So they do have qualifying over here, and I'm not sure if it's the same this year as was in previous years, but typically the winner of the John Deere Classic gets an invitation.
Yeah. Well, let's take our second break on the Hank Haney podcast. Go to HaneyUniversity.com, sign up for a golf lesson from Hank right at his house. He's got an outdoor golf shot place like at 50 yards. He's got an indoor simulator. He's got a putting green. He's got the whole shebang. Go to HaneyUniversity.com, sign up for a golf lesson from the one and only Hank Haney.
And let me interject here, Tim.
Yeah.
Before we go on, run all the commercials. Let me interject here. Some people, Hank just helped a husband or wife and their adult daughter for 4 days in Phoenix. Now, you know, people will look at the temperatures in Phoenix and say, whew, I'm going to wait till it gets a little bit cooler. Well, he teaches the full swing indoors. Nope. So he's got, it's a climate control. It's nice. It's a great, great atmosphere. These people are playing golf every day in the afternoons. And I saw a video, or not a video, but I saw a picture that was sent to me from our golf school coordinator, Jamie Norman. And it showed these people, these three people, the three adults, that they got to play pickleball with Hank in the evenings. So it's a fall sports camp, man. I would not put off getting with Hank because he's going to help your game. Don't put it off because you say, man, look at the temperatures over in Phoenix. And there's indoor, there's outdoor, there's a pool there. There's a lot of things that he's going to have you doing in climate controlled areas where you're going to be fine.
Yeah.
Get out there.
Get out there.
Get out there and go do it.
HaneyUniversity.com.
Welcome back to the Hank Haney Podcast. This is the third segment. And Tim, you know what? We've got to rededicate ourselves. We've got to tighten the show up a little bit. We've got to have topics. We've got to have pre-show meetings. We've got to have sound effects. We've got to have a lot of that stuff that we, that, you know, that I know you're capable of.
Yeah. What do you want to talk about now?
I'm looking forward to the Open Championship, to be honest.
Are you?
At St. Andrews. Great venue. Tiger Woods, I'm sure, will be playing.
Have you played there before? Have you walked St. Andrews before?
I have not. I wanted to. Last time it was the Open Championship was at St. Andrews. It was the same time that Mark O'Meara got inducted into the Golf Hall of Fame. And one of my players was, I thought, would qualify for the Open Championship. I thought that would be awesome. I'd go over there to the Open Championship. I would get to see Mark O'Meara get admitted into the Hall of Fame, and it would be a great week. But that didn't happen, so I didn't go. Do you think that this could be Tiger Woods' farewell to golf?
I don't think so. No.
Really?
I think he'll be back for at least another year, another shot at trying to be competitive again on the PGA Tour. And maybe if Tiger missed the cut by 10 to 15 shots in the Masters and the PGA Championship, maybe this would be his farewell to golf. I could see that very well being the reason. But he made the cut in both events. And when you look at who missed the cut in both of those events, there are some bigger names, top 20 players in the world golf ranking, that have been playing, 15, 16 times a year, that missed the cut. And Tiger, although he played terrible on Saturday in the PGA Championship, although he played terrible on Sunday in the Masters, he was still there.
Really? Yeah, yeah.
And give that leg some more.
But he only played one. He only played one round on the weekend. Remember, he withdrew. Yeah,
yeah. He withdrew on after Saturday at the PGA, yeah. And then he didn't play Sunday at the PGA. So that's why I said,
yeah.
Okay. Sunday at the Masters.
I'm sorry. I was drifting. My mind was drifting.
If you pay a little bit more closer attention, Steve.
Let me take this opportunity to apologize to Tim Parachka.
Is this going to be better or worse than your Jeff Warren apology to the club pros?
No. That was well thought out. I just it was stream of consciousness. But I'm looking at the world rankings here, Tim. I mean, none of these guys are playing right now. Nobody's playing. They played last week against Scottie Scheffler, Jon Rahm, Rory McIlroy, Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas, Cameron Smith, Patrick Cantlay. Can you believe Victor Hovland's still in the top eight in the world? He's ranked eighth in the world, and you don't even hear about him.
He feasts on the smaller PGA Tour events.
Really? Sam Burns, number 9. Matt Fitzpatrick, number 10. So we've got some American flags up there. We have 5 American flags in the top 10, and then quite a few in the top 20. And I've said this before, and you've laughed, that
it's a changing of the guard.
It is the changing of the guard. Rory McIlroy, what do you expect from him? And I know we're premature, we're 2 weeks out, but you think Rory McIlroy is going to rededicate himself to the game in the meantime in the next 2 weeks?
Well, the problem hasn't been being rededicated. Rory has been playing some good golf recently, and every single tournament that I've seen him play in recently, he has just came out and blitzed the field. In the Travelers Championship, he shot a 62 in the opening round and then faltered in rounds 2, 3, and 4. And he did the same thing in the PGA Championship and in the U.S. Open.
Hmm.
So starting has not been the problem for Rory. It's been finishing.
Right, right. I'm switching gears on you here, too, because this is kind of scatter shooting right now. There's rumors that another top 10 player in the world is going to defect to the LIV Tour very shortly.
Really? Who's? Yeah. Can I make a guess?
So let me give you the names again of the top 10, okay?
I have it right here.
You do? Okay.
Yep, I'm looking
at it. Let's do a process of eliminations. There's no way Scotty Scheffler, he's number one in the world. There's no way that he is going to he's going to defect. Johnny Rahm, what are your thoughts?
No way.
Okay. Rory, no. No.
Morikawa, no.
No. Justin Thomas?
No.
No. Patrick Cantlay?
Okay. Patrick Cantlay? Yes.
You think he'll go?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah. That's the name you're talking about.
So I'm thinking Cameron Smith, who's ranked number 6. I think that he has a better chance of going. You got Greg Norman putting some pressure on him. He's a world player anyway. I mean, he's a guy that he lives in. I'm not sure exactly where he lives, but he's Australian. He's got to have a home over here too. I don't think Victor Hovland's going to defect. Sam Burns, no way. Matt Fitzpatrick. I think he's going to be an international player, to be honest. I don't think it's going to be a U.S. player. These guys are two rah-rah PGA Tour, the U.S. players in the top 10. Scotty Scheffler, Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas, Patrick Cantlay, Sam Burns. They bleed red, white, and blue PGA Tour. So you're voting for, and we'll see your predicting abilities. You say Patrick Cantlay.
I say Patrick Cantlay.
Okay. I'm going to say Cameron Smith is the guy that defects. Okay. We'll see how that goes. And we're going to bet. What are we going to bet on this, Tim?
We will bet free golf lesson.
I want you, if you lose, you need to shave your head like a cul-de-sac, like a Mike Davis. You need to go with the Mike Davis cut if you lose.
And if you lose...
Whew, if I lose, man, what would be a penalty?
Well, you don't have any hair, so that doesn't really work out too well.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to get you have to get a bisectomy.
I've already gotten one of those.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's called a vasectomy.
Vasectomy.
Not a bisectomy. Yeah, I've already got that in inventory.
Okay.
We'll think of something. We'll think of something.
Yeah, I think of
something. I've got a good vasectomy story, but I think it's probably too late to tell that story.
I don't think it's too late.
Oh man. Okay, so I'm teaching. This is in the summer, and my wife and I decided, hey, you know what? If they have to do our first child was born C-section, so. We said, okay, if
that's tough,
if a second C-section, then Michelle would get, she would get the operation too, because it's a big deal, much bigger deal for a woman to get it. But since a C-section is a major surgery anyway, we said, okay, if that happens, then you're going to get neutered. But if it doesn't happen, I'll do it. Well, our second son was born in August. And so, I mean, I'm busy teaching. This was back in 1992. And so we made some phone calls, talked to some, specialists and all that. Well, I didn't realize, you got to make an appointment. You got to watch videos. You've got to sign some documents saying that you're going to be sterile and all that stuff. And so, man, Tuesday's my day. I got to do it on a Tuesday because we're closed. And I've got a chance to recover before the weekend. So I went to a local surgeon in McKinney, Texas. He's a good surgeon, but he doesn't do many of these procedures. And he said, hey, Steve, we'll just do it in the office. We'll do it in the office. So I went to the office, and I'm not going to drag this story out, but I went to the office, laid down. The guy says, you know, gets, drop your drawers. And so the door opens, and the doctor walks in, and four nurses walk in. And I'm thinking, what do we need all these people for? Well, they were just checking my junk out.
They just wanted to appreciate.
They left.
They just wanted to appreciate a nice junk, huh?
So it. I mean, and I'm not bragging. I'm not bragging about it. So he did the operation. It didn't go that smoothly. I went home. He said, lay down on the couch, watch some TV, ice him down, take it easy for a couple of days. You should be fine. I said, okay, good. So I did that the first day, the second day I was out teaching, the third day I was teaching, the fourth day I said, ooh, man, I've got some pain down there.
Were they swollen?
It was hurting.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, Michelle, something's wrong down here. So, my God, you're so swollen. She said, what are you taking for an antibiotic? So you don't get, she said, you've got an infection. I said, I'm not taking any antibiotic. The guy didn't give me any antibiotic. And the guy's on vacation. So I had to go to another doctor, and they gave me some antibiotics, and the swelling went down. And I said, I'm sterile either one of two ways. Either the operation was a success or the infection got me.
Huh. You feel honored? Did you feel honored by the appreciation these nurses had?
No, I don't think there's any. I think it was just curiosity.
Yeah.
Curiosity.
Do you think they had a bet?
I disappointed them too, by the way, I would think.
Do you think they had a bet? Is this guy 6 inches? Is this guy 3 inches?
No, I don't know.
Okay. They didn't disclose.
No. But yeah. You could see they walked away disappointed. it hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
I said, it's cold in here. It's cold in here.
I just got out of the pool.
Okay. All right. Well, we better wrap this up because we're just now we're going down paths that we don't want to go down. I do not want to get you on probation for the youth pastor position.
Wish me luck at preaching this Sunday.
Okay. Yeah. Good luck. You're talking about serving?
Talking about serving. Okay. You can watch online at transform.tc at 10 o'clock Central Time.
Okay. All right. I'll think about it.
You can pull it up on your phone while you're giving lessons.
Okay. All right. So, live event will be finishing up this weekend. We got the John Deere finishing up, and we're looking forward to the Open Championship coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, a lot of great things happening in the golf world. Everyone have a great weekend. Hit bombs, make putts, and leave the flag stick in, because Matthew Fitzpatrick did, and he just won a major championship.
Adios.
Mofo.
See ya.
See ya.
The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.